You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Actress Lily Tomlin has had a long career, familiar to some of you who may have listened to us longer from her days on Laugh-In. But our younger listeners may recognize her as the voice of Ms. Frizzle from the animated PBS show The Magic School Bus. She'll be at the Sunrise Theater Friday evening and joins us now. In the entertainment business, there aren't that many people who will be recognizable to people of many generations. How is it that you've stayed around so long?
I guess it's the variety of things I've done. As you just said, from Laugh-In to Miss Frizzle and everything that's come in between. I've just always had the luck to be able to do so many different kinds of things, movies and television and theater and even animation and books and recordings. And when people ask me, often they'll say, oh, I think I'm calling in an occasion like this where I'm on the road and doing different dates. I'll say, when did your tour start? And I usually say, I was about 10 on my back porch.
There you go.
When I started doing, I just always was imitating the neighbors or doing something that made my mother and my dad laugh or I thought was real interesting or I thought it was moving or kind of thrilling or mysterious or I'd even do magic tricks.
Do you have a favorite format?
Probably live performance on the stage. It's sort of how I first introduced myself to the neighbors. And I guess I'm still doing it.
And do you see that when you look out into your audience that it's a whole span of ages, that there are so many people in our community that are familiar with you?
Well, we used to actually say, when I'd be doing a show, like a Broadway show or something, and night after night, and there was somebody in our company who used to come backstage and she'd say, well, there's 1,000 people out there tonight who wouldn't be caught dead in the same room together, usually.
Now, will we see any familiar characters from your past, or are you taking on new roles these days?
I do Ernestine and Edith. because you have to keep them updated. I mean, Ernestine has had a lot of different jobs since the divestiture with the phone company. So, like, she's been working at a big healthcare insurance corp, denying healthcare to everyone.
Okay.
She's had in the jobs in the past, she's had a webcast chat show where all during the George Bush administration, she was able to call, she would call the president or Rumsfeld or Cheney or anybody she wanted to. And the show was called Ernestine Calls You on It, You Better Have an Answer. she goes where the power is. You know, she's not going to compete for business. She never had to with the phone company. They were omnipotent. And she's going to keep things that way as much as she can. So she's in her milieu where she has control and she can harass people and dominate them.
You can find out what adventures the updated Ernestine and Edith Ann have been on Friday evening at the Sunrise Theater in Fort Pierce. We'll have a link to the theater on our website, WQCS.org. Of course, Ernestine and Edith Ann are portrayed by legendary actress Lily Tomlin, who joined us today. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.